On this Student Spotlight, there's more than one way to think of time. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Jing Yu, PhD student in Organizational Behavior and Human Resource Management at the University of Toronto's Rotman School of Management, is on the clock.
When will you finally get that raise at work or that phone call from your friend that you have been looking forward to? You might be used to answering questions like this in absolute time, like days or months. You may also notice yourself talking about time in relative terms, like very soon or far away. However, have you noticed that these two ways of estimating time do not necessarily move in lockstep? That's why I wanted to examine if these two ways of thinking about time flow in different directions, depending on people's frame of mind. Specifically, whether they were attuned to the big picture of their lives or the nitty-gritty specifics. Through a series of experiments, study participants induced into an abstract, big-picture mindset thought that personal activities felt like they would occur very soon, while people oriented to the specifics felt like they would happen far away in time. However, what about when asked about activity in absolute time, like days or weeks? Here, the big-picture thinkers said that it would happen 3 months down the line, while nitty-gritty thinkers said that it would happen in just 3 weeks. So, next time when you plan for a future activity, be mindful of the frame of your mind. If you need to create a feeling of time pressure, try to put yourself in an abstract frame of mind and use relative time estimation. If you need to relax, go concrete and focus on just the next few minutes, putting everything else at a relative distance in time.
That was Jing Yu of the University of Toronto. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.